Hello, everybody. Welcome. We have got our friend Lionel back. We've had so many people been messaging him. Where the hell's Lionel gone? Well, here he is, folks. Get your questions ready. All of his links are in the description box. We've watched the inauguration speech. Obviously, that is a centerpiece of what we're going to be discussing right now. But Lionel is open to answer any questions you've got. Put them in.
Anything.
And we'll get them in the chat. What was your first impression of it? And thanks. Great to see you, Matt. Happy New Year and all.
Good to
that
see
stuff.
You. Happy New Year to you. Yes, yes, yes. First answer was relief. Total, absolute relief. And I was thinking at some point somebody would pull the screen down and say, "Ha-ha! Fooled you. It's all a joke. Kamala Harris is the president." It was surreal. I don't even know. And people are, you know, immediately they're focusing on different things. Like, why didn't he put his hand on the Bible? Who cares? What is the matter with you? The people, Republicans in particular, well, all Americans love to point out the nitpicky, the supercilious, the unnecessary. But he's a president. But 20 minutes, all of a sudden, Biden drops pardons to his entire family. I mean, as we say in West Tampa, where I'm from, que cojones, what elephantine huevos does he have to do this? Just when you think he's 20 minutes before and he's still, but you know what? Cares, just be gone.
Does that mean the Biden crime family, they're all co-conspirators in activity for him to do that many pardons?
If I'm going to be pardoning somebody for something for a reason, and it is by implication, one would think that they're admitting, but they haven't done anything. I mean, imagine you going to a spouse or wife or family member saying, "I forgive you for what?" Just for whatever, you know, it doesn't make any sense. A little bit about, not to mention too much, but you see, our
Whoop.
There you go. This is our Constitution. This is it. Not laws, not whatever. And the idea of the pardons initially was we had a brand new country, very confused. No laws, no common law. We had George Washington who pardoned people from the Whiskey Rebellion, you know, holdovers, Civil War. The idea, Alexander Hamilton, one of our forefathers, forebears, said it's this benign, just in cases of mercy. But now it's being doled out like, don't worry, before I leave, Trump is being asked to, and by the way, I don't want to presuppose that your audience knows everything about it, but we had this thing called the January 6th kerfuffle. It was a trespass. It was the most blown out of proportion. I call it failure to get a parade permit. So Trump has already said, "I'm going to pardon all of them." So even he's doing it. That's not the centerpiece or the purpose of the pardon. But others are saying, "What about me?" Others are saying, "Wait a minute, what about my pardon?" Now, all I'm saying is that who cares? Who cares? They're done. Our long national nightmare is over, as the great Gerald Ford said when he pardoned Nixon. It's over. Sean, whatever Starmer's doing, whatever you think, you people, he is not cognitively, neurologically senescent, hobbled by decrepitude. He may be crazy, but we had a guy who was neurologically not fit. You wouldn't let him drive you home from the airport. He was gone. I mean, gone. He didn't know. I like ice cream. I'm thinking, what are you doing? What? Now, before that, you may not remember this. When Hillary Clinton ran in 2016, she was doing this. I don't know if you remember this. She had these falls. she would have these fall. She had a fall that Bill wrote about, and she was wearing these special glasses during our Benghazi hearings. They're called Fresnel lenses, these horn rim things, which for diplopia, for double vision. And doctors are saying, she's got double vision. Wait a minute, this is a neurological. When Hillary Clinton accepted the nomination and the lights were going off in the balloons, she was doing this. She was going through seizures in front of us. And the American public said, we don't notice anything. It's like, what do you people need to hear, to see? And when Biden was walking around, clearly out of his mind, non-compos mentis, the Democratic Party and the legacy media said, he's sharp as a tack, never been better. Not only, it's like if you came home, you're standing there nude, wearing a ballerina tutu, and there's a woman naked, unconscious, and you turn to your wife and say, what? What are you talking about? Who's that? Who's what? That woman. Do you believe me or your lying eyes? That's what we've been going through. But it's over. Sean, it's over.
Well, Lionel, it's times like this, everyone is filled with so much hope. And I have to fall back on a letter I received from a Bonanno crime family, multiple homicide mafia killer from prison. This is back in 26th of March, 2008. Guy called Two Tonys. He was a natural philosopher. And he wrote to me, okay, bro, keep in touch and be pulling for Obama in the race. He's as crooked as hell, but they all are. They ain't nothing nice. let him have his issue. We all know McCain and Hillary got theirs. It's Obama's turn to stick it to the masses, the great unwashed. His turn to piss on our heads and tell them it's raining. I'm sorry. Do I sound bitter? I'm really not. You know me. I'm just venting about how stupid the public is. I saw one of those so-called men of God the other night on TV. He was selling handkerchiefs announced by God. And I thought of all the poor MFers getting fleeced. Then I thought, F them. If he don't get them, then the plumber will, or the insurance man, or the doctor, or the lawyer. Bottom line is this. There will always be an England, and there will always be suckers. So I'm not trying to dampen the hope here. But what he's saying is, we all get boosted around this time,
right?
And then the piss comes down upon us. With Trump, you think it's going to be different?
Oh, absolutely. But it's not perfect. Listen, it's the system. You can't be allowed, if you're allowed to act totally without the confines, without the strictures of some kind of corrupt world, then that's one thing. But you're not. You're saying, fine, now come in to this world now, do your best, and let us, because remember, they hosed Trump before, when he was a president once. But see, here's the difference. He's learned. You see, take what you know now. Go back to that young Sean Atwood, the young person, and you would have done things differently, no doubt. It's what most people would do. But if you had done them, if I said, okay, I want you to live your life again, but use the rules you've learned now, oh, you'd be much more effective, much more deadly. You would know what to do. See, I don't believe in anything called morality. And what I mean by that is, I'm not moral or immoral. I don't understand those concepts. Those are words you attribute. I have my own sense of right and wrong.
Is your mic plugged in right? Because when you unmuted, unmuted yourself. You've come back a little something. Faint.
Let me see. Hang on a minute. Hang on. Let me see. Just a minute.
And while Lionel adjusts his mic, everybody, Lionel's links are in the description box below this video.
Is that better? That should be better? Is that better?
Yeah. I mean, I'll turn you up at my end anyway. No one's complaining except for me. Let's keep going.
Let me see something. No. Yeah. You know what it is? Here we go.
Yeah.
That's better.
That's it. What did you do?
That's it. I know. See, I know how to work this stream yard. It's the most sensitive. It's the most sensitive thing. If you fart funny, all of a sudden it's gone. So anyway, we're back in North. But anyway, listen, this is a world that it's corrupt from the beginning. The problem is, let me see if I can explain this to you. If I could be anything, I would be a guy in my movie. I'm the guy that they introduced me to Trump to. And I meet him one time and I say, I'm only going to meet you this one time. And that's all. I never go to the White House. You don't know my number. I don't talk to you. We have intermediaries. Plausible deniability. There are two people that I loved in history. One is Beria, who was a Stalin's guy who said, show me the man, I'll show you the crime. They ultimately got him. But he said, I'm your guy. I'm your hatchet guy. The second is a fellow named Cesare More, who was Mussolini's main police officer who tortured all the mafiosi, who got rid of them. He tortured them. He said, I'll take care of this. But I don't want you to know, but I'll take care of it. I want Trump to understand this. You're going to have to break it off in them, as we say in the South. You're going to have to take your enemies and crush them. You don't have the killer instinct in you. You don't have it. I have it as a matter of, it's not even, I like to think of myself kind of as a vaccine. In order for me to create antibodies to scare people, I've got to take somebody that I will pick so that everybody else says, remember what he did to so-and-so. Remember what he did to him. Yeah, we don't want that. The first level, by the way, this goes for all of us watching right now, my good friend. Number one, we have to, as citizens, have to scare the living hell out of the bad guys, out of the people who run the show. That's number one. Number two, we have to demand complete and total 100% freedom of speech. Put all the warning signs. Warning, this is the Sean Atwood show. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Don't believe anything he's saying. That being said, have a nice show. That's it. If you don't like my show, if you don't like anything, don't listen to me. Don't say misinformation, disinformation, bad information, whatever it is. We have to be able to say anything. Sean, you're going to see right now the elevation of the age of the conspiracy theory, because all of a sudden, have you noticed, you can get away with more. All of a sudden,
Candace Owens just got remonetized. And she believes that's timed with these consequences that are going to befall platforms now if they algorithmically strangle the content creators.
Now, Candace Owens, bless her heart, is still young and she's going to learn. Candace Owens goes up to people like this. Nah, you don't do it like that, because they will say, okay, you've got to be a little subtle. Look, you know how this game is. You know how this thing works. You have to let me give you an example of something. Talk around something. She's going on now, her whole thing is, listen, bless her heart. God bless her. I really don't care. She's not my cup of tea. Doesn't really matter. But her whole thing before was Macron's wife is a man and Kamala Harris isn't black. And now they're going after Michelle Obama like you can't believe. It's like, okay, if this is what you want to do, that's fine. But you're too blatant. You come across as being mean. What's the purpose? She's got, as an aside, I love her to death. She's got some serious steamer trunk emotional baggage. She's angry. And she's going to take it out on you. And she just gets worked up. She doesn't know how to do this. She's like, do you ever see two boxers? Do you ever see Mike Tyson get mad at somebody in the ring? Never. He's trying to kill him. But you don't get mad. You can do much more. I'll tell you one time. I used to do talk radio, conventional talk radio. And I was saying one time, I said, I'm going to be the most disgusting. And I'm not going to say anything wrong. I'm going to say something. And I was describing a woman that we knew who had a terrible smell. And that was the subject matter. Sean, I talked about it. People were screaming in disgust. I never said anything. I was talking around it. Alfred Hitchcock never showed you the monster. People, psycho. He never showed you. He said, why do I want to show you this? What is the purpose? So anyway, but the point is, good for her. I want to talk about 9/11, about biomedical, shall we say, martial law and tyranny. I want to talk about geoengineering. I want to talk about 9/11, mind that, everything and anything, up to and including a loop, anything at all. Let me talk about it. And if I say something that's wrong, so be it. You realize, Sean, you can say anything that's wrong about diet and get away with it. There are people saying, you know, eating 10 pounds of bacon is good for you. I think that's stupid, but if that's what you want to say, what am I going to do, arrest you? That's happening. That's number one. Number two, when you saw the president and behind him, the guy from Google, Mark Zuckerberg, Bezos, who, by the way, his wife looks like, doesn't she look like some kind of something from a circus act? Bezos' wife? She looks like she didn't get the tranny memo or something. Like, what is this? And Zuckerberg's looking at her bra's hanging out. Did you see this? This is Bezos' wife. He's the second or third richest man.
Go back to the speech. What resonated the most with you today in the
speech? You didn't like that? I was on my way talking about these people. Well, the speech.
We gotta be careful. Still.
Well, the frankly is nothing. Okay, frankly, I'm describing what she looked like. Yeah, what I thought was the most important? Nothing really. The fact that he was there. Trump doesn't know. Trump does not understand anything about being presidential. He doesn't know what that means. Most people would say, now is the time for us to realize and reconcile and put together for the... No, not him. He went right after him. And Liz Cheney did this. And you did this. And January 6th. And you went after me. And when they shot me, they were going to kill me. It was because I thought God was there. Because they tried to kill me. And you tried to kill me. And this is in front of a rally. Same thing. And they tried to kill me. And they wanted to shoot me. In a speech before, this is forever going to be in the history books. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you, Trump, and they're going to shoot me, I'm going to kill me, and I'm going to get you. He doesn't care about that. We have a senator named John Fetterman. Did you see him? He walks in with short pants and a hoodie and tennis shoes. He's like 6'9". He's a gargoyle. He's Shrek. Please go look at this. Here, listen to this. He had a terrible ischemic attack, a stroke at one point. When he started off, he was so bad, he needed a machine to read legislation. He couldn't read. So help me God, he would walk out and he yelled, where am I? Sean, he had a complete and total recovery. He's 100%. I don't understand what's going on here. He's fine. Biden's bad. It wasn't anything about the speech. The fact is, let Trump be there. The first thing he did was he canceled an app. The Biden administration gave out apps or allowed illegal aliens with cell phones. Where they get the money for cell phones, I have no idea. To have an app which allowed them to immediately green light, acclimation or whatever it is. They canceled it. It's like TikTok. By the way, did you love that TikTok story? You want to go there? You want to go why they canceled TikTok for an hour?
Why did he do that for? Was it an FU? A farewell FU?
Well, one of the things was, it's been suggested, one of the suggestions was it was a conciliation to Israel. Now, let me tell you something right off the bat, just so that you know this. I've got no problem with Israel, France, the UK, Wales, anybody. None. I'm a realist. I'll say what your country's doing, and I may have there's a difference between Starmer and the Brits, and the Britons, and the English people. You have nothing to do. I'm not gonna. So the same thing goes for Israel. If I don't like what Bibi's doing, it has nothing to do with Judaism or the Jews or the Israelis. And for some reason, these guys have a stranglehold on my country. They come in, and this guy, they own this place. They own this. We have this guy who comes and speaks before Congress. So supposedly the story was TikTok had absolutely no filter whatsoever on the horrors that were being allegedly committed in Gaza to the Palestinians. Now, all of a sudden, you want me to believe that we give a damn You got me scared now because you're spooked there, big guy. I don't want to even say a bad word like caca or doo-doo in any event, but they've got these folks who believe that all of a sudden we care about China. Sean, in our country, China has bought all of the farmland around military bases. Hello? They buy the farmland and they ain't growing rutabagas. It's for the information. Number two, we had balloons, weather balloons, fly across before we shot them down. They don't, let me tell you something, China doesn't say F you. They go, they don't care about anything. And the third thing is, whatever information that we have in our stuff, China figures, we'll just buy it. We don't need TikTok for this. So don't give me this. It was a last, Biden was a puppet. Whatever Anthony Blinken did, whatever these others do, he just went along with it. He didn't know because they had the goods on him through his son and the laptop. And they had, oh, can you imagine what the stuff they had? Do you know, can you imagine what Hunter Biden had whacked out on meth or crack or whatever it was that he had on his laptop? Dear God. Hey, Joe, remember this? Oh, yeah. So he was basically an auto pen. You gave a pen. Joe, sign this. Okay. I'll do it. No problem. And TikTok. TikTok it is. Is that with a CK or TIK? Okay, there you go. He did whatever they said. But the idea, and that's why even TikTok said, don't worry. Even did you see the warning that came up? Don't worry, President Trump. They mentioned President Trump. It was like, no problem. When was the last time you saw that? Don't worry. I did a screenshot. I said, this is going to be one for history. I've never seen this before. Don't worry. We're doing this. Meanwhile, we have going back to, and by the way, I'm not anti-Israeli. I'm not anti-Semitic by any stretch of the imagination. But everybody and their mother came into the inauguration. Bezos's wife, or I'm not going to say any, she was there. Bibi Netanyahu says, I'm not traveling. Hell no. No way. No, Bibi, it's okay. I'm not flying over. No. So this is TikTok deserves to come back because, Sean, when was the last time we ever destroyed the medium when we don't like the message? If you didn't like George Carlin and the Seven Dirty Words, nobody shut down radio. Nobody shuts down TV. This is ridiculous. So that's over with. TikTok got Trump elected. What's the matter with you people? This one now, the red book or red note, everybody's learning Chinese. My only problem is learn English first, then go to the Chinese. What is the matter with us? We're worried about this.
I've got over 1 million followers on TikTok. Is it back up today in America?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Good.
Oh, yeah. I have no, I'm TikTok. I have no, I've never, I'm just, I've not even ventured. But the point of the matter is, come on, stop it. But maybe we're going to get to the good part. And also, we're going to get to some other good things. Like he's talking about releasing the evidence or the files on JFK, UFOs, and maybe on that guy whose lead name begins with a letter E. And you know, and I, did you hear recently where his roommate, by the way, I do a little newsletter thing where his new roommate that I've been talking about, Tartaglione, you know him. This guy roided out. This guy did a rear naked, whatever it was. All of a sudden he says, yeah, they came and told him that, say, why are you saying this? You're still in custody, schmuck. Why are you saying this? But here's the question about that. I'm just going to leave it at that because I know you don't want to talk about it.
No, you're fine on that. You're fine. Tartaglione said that they came in and offered him a quid pro quo if he would say stuff about Trump and Epstein.
Yeah. To Tartaglione.
Yeah.
Or to Epstein.
No, Epstein, they came to Tartaglione.
Right.
And they wanted him to say that Jeffrey had told him there was more to it with Trump. They just wanted him to say that. They were going to give him a quid pro quo, but he refused.
Well, this is pretty nice of him, but I'm saying, hey, Tartaglione, who choked him out? What happened to him? By the way, you're a big guy. You were in the cell with him. You and he had a little rough up, right? He said, "You, what did you do? You kind of roughed him up before?" And he said, "Eh, it was a misunderstanding." You didn't do anything, did you? You didn't. You were on death row. Now you're not. If I were you, I'd keep quiet and say, "Why are you bringing your name up at all? Let people forget. What's the matter with you? Look, we know what happened there, okay?
Wasn't Tartaglione just in court as well?
Yeah, well, I think he was finally sentenced or whatever it was. But the point is, he goes from death row to nothing? Look, exactly. Good for you. Good for you. All I know is this guy, by virtue of the physics involved and the particular type of ligature, he could not have been possibly suspended to leave this type of rivulets in his... Stop it! This is... I'm not Quincy. You don't need this. Look, we know what happened there. The best part is that they wanted you to see it in public. They're not even hiding anything. Do you realize, Sean, what could have happened if all of a sudden they said, "Hey, I think this guy Jeff is becoming a problem." Yeah, okay. And all of a sudden, let's say he just disappeared. Who would have known him? He's out there. He's traveling here. Famed whatever financier is missing. Who? Nobody knows who he was. He flew into Teterboro. They waited. This is New Jersey. Waited till they bring him in, and then they do it? This was to let you know. Let everybody know. Well, this is what Trump has to do. He has to let people know in his own ways. He has to return the favor. He's got to get vicious with these people. And the next thing he has to do is he has to take out legacy media, CNN, all these people, and those miserable people like George Clooney, Barbara Streisand, everybody, hurt their career, destroy him. Clooney in particular. Clooney wanted more than anything else to get an Oscar. Clooney wanted more than anything else to get an Oscar. So what did they do? They put him on Broadway. He had this stupid thing, "Good night and good luck." And they said, "We're going to give you a Tony first." He goes, no, wait, you got a better one. You're going to get an Oscar with Brad Pitt. So here's what we want you to do. We want you to come out all of a sudden and write this letter to the New York Times saying that you think Biden is out of his mind. We want to do that. Yeah, you do that. You do that. Shouldn't Barack Obama do that? No. You do that. But I'm an actor. Why am I doing that? Play along. Okay, I'll do it. We'll take care of you. All right. So he writes this letter. All of a sudden, people say, "Wait a minute. I think something's wrong with Biden." Why? Because George Clooney, what? Wrote a letter, and we're supposed to believe this. Well, guess what they did? They threw him under the bus. They never followed through. He says, "Hey, I did it." Did what? I let you use my name in the letter you wrote that you said I did. Oh, yeah. Well, what, are you going to help me out? I don't know. Because right now, Hollywood is scared out of their mind with Trump. And all of a sudden, John Voight, Mel Gibson, Sly Stallone, every other, Ted Nugent, Kid Rock, these people are basically insane. And they have been held down for the longest time. John Voight has never, ever, ever. James Woods? Oh, one day we're going to talk about the LA fires. That is unbelievable. Because remember, Sean, they tell you what they're going to do. They tell you. Do you have any idea of what they've done to LA? Do you have any idea? It's like Dresden, Hiroshima. It's like nothing you've ever believed. Very, very quickly, I got to tell you something. These people love to tell you what they're going to do. They love to hide in plain sight. They do this thing where the United Nations World Economic Forum, and they come up with these predatory ghouls, have this thing called Smart LA 2028. It's a program initiated in the year 2020 that is going to coincide with the Olympics and the World Cup. They have these things also called 15-minute cities. What is that? That's a plan to allow you to live in a city where everything you need is within 15 minutes of walking, biking, little confined, little World Economic Forum, wonderful, glorious places. They have this thing called C40 cities. Again, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Vision 25, sustainability. They tell you. So listen to what they did. They said, we're going to have this area right here is going to be part of our 2028 new cities where the Olympics are going to come in and the World Cup. And they said, wait a minute. These are people who already live there. Oh, yeah. But they're not going to go along with this. They're going to have to, you're almost going to have to like kind of redo, pave over the whole thing. Uh-huh. Well, no. These are houses, $10, $15, $20 million a piece. What if they don't want to go? Huh? Okay. Then all of a sudden, Sean, on one day, boom, three fires. Boom. And they spread like 3 acres a second. It's like, wait a minute, hold on, look, I'm no fire expert here, but and they just take over. And here's the best part. They go for the water for the fire hydrants. They're all dead. They're all gone. Why are they gone? Because the governor, Gavin Newsom, decided he's going to shut down all the dams to try to protect a smelt, this 3-inch freaking fish. So all of the water that would have gone. Now, anyway, then we hire this fire brigade, as you would say. All of them are lesbians. All of them. And not in shape. They look like you would think. And it's a DEI. Developmentally eccentric insanity, whatever it is. Diversity, equity, inclusion is BS. So this one woman comes out, she says, imagine Dan Blocker, Hoss Cartwright, Man Mountain Mike, with a bad haircut. And she's the second, she goes, she couldn't get lucky on a Greek galley ship. She couldn't get lucky nude in a prisoner of war camp. This is a beast. So she comes out and goes, and this is her message. So a lot of people wonder, am I strong enough to help your father? If this, you think I'm kidding. If they got hurt in a fire and I had to drag them out, am I strong enough? Well, the question I have, if they find themselves in a fire, I guess they shouldn't be there in the first place. So she's blaming the victim. She's a fire. She's the fire brigade. Then you've got a mayor who is a Castro Marxist. She went to, before this happened, she's in Ghana at a wedding. Now, they've only had these fires every year since the 30s, but this one is bigger than anything you've ever seen. Now, here's the story. I got to tell you. So anyway, so this is what everybody's got to understand. Globalism is a cancer. You see, when I go into the UK and I tell Starmer, listen, I want you to do this. Starmer says, I can't do that. Why? It's against the law. I'll tell you what. I can do it. I'm World Economic Forum. I'm Klaus Schwab. Sign something over to me. I'll do it. You cede authority to me. I'll do it. I'll have all you Brits shave your head, paint it pink, and put studs, and walk around with a Prince Albert and a thong. This will be the new rule. You'll do it. And it's not that you're doing it. I'm doing it. This is globalism. This is this Washington, this New, I mean, Los Angeles, it's gone. And guess what? They say, well, you know, they're not going to be coming back. And I'm saying, schmuck, that's the purpose. So now you've got all this, just like they said, now it's empty. So guess what? Here comes the mayor, the Fidelista, this Marxian lunatic who says, we're going to build back better. We're going to put in low-income housing. Wait a minute, low-income housing? That's it. So James Woods, the actor who said, I lost my property, then I didn't lose my property. Remember that? It's gone. Hey, it's there. Okay, whatever. Good for you. Surrounding his $20 million
home is going to be low-income housing, tenements with, I mean, it's so obvious. And America's like this.
I don't know. What do you think this is? I don't know. It's a fire.
And they always, and here's the best part. They say, well, it's the Santa Ana wind.
What?
The Santa Ana wind. This is more than the Santa Ana wind. The Santa Ana wind doesn't start three fires strategically. Do you remember in Hawaii, Lahaina, gone. And guess what happened? Did you ever hear about this? The blue roofs. Have you heard this one? If you paint your roof blue, because this gets into the notion of directed energy weapons. Now I'm saying, now wait a minute, hang on a minute. Everybody here says directed energy weapons. If you don't, if you have a blue roof, somehow this thing is, all right, okay, I'll play along with this. This is kind of crazy because here's the thing. Let's say you have this house here. Here's the Atwood Estate here. Everything around you was burned, but burned to powder at temperatures that don't even exist, in, like the sun. But your home is fine, but it has a blue roof, and you painted it blue or something. And I thought, this is crazy. Well, guess who talked about this the other day? Joe Biden. And he said, it's the damnest thing in the world. These houses are saved, and if they're colored, he's saying it. So I'm thinking, I don't know what to believe anymore. People are talking about directed energy weapons. Now, I said, okay, maybe this is true. So that's what's happening here. We've had Northern California, Lahaina. We've had this, Chile. Get ready. Because every time they do this, Sean, they habituate you into not answering questions. They just want you just to sit there and just say, okay, all right. It's unbelievable. So now with Trump, at least we'll be able to talk about it. Let's just talk about it. I don't have all the answers. I don't have all the answers, but I do know that this thing doesn't. We have 9/11, okay? This is the one, if I could spend 5 minutes with you, and I'll point out a few things. If I could speak to the great people of the UK, just be on stage and say, let me show you something. This is from the news. Let me show you this. You will be, when you see what was there in front of you. I was here, and my wife, on 9/11. And I'm thinking, has anybody seen this? Oh, yeah. And what they do is they say to you, Sean, you're crazy. You're a conspiracy theorist. That was before Trump. Now, it's what degree conspiracy theorist. It's like a black belt. Are you a blue, a red? Because everybody right now, we want to know everything. You notice how they're going after Fauci. Look at what Bobby Kennedy's talking about certain... I can't even say it. Stuff that before this, they wouldn't just deplatform you. They would arrest you and indict you about certain pharmaceutical stuff. He's talking about it like it's okay. It's like, oh my God, there's a new world. We can talk about it. And then what's even more sad, Sean, is that I've got to be so excited about talking about just obvious things like this. Just obvious things. I can't believe it. You know, it's like if all of a sudden one day you woke up and they say, hey, the N word, it's okay, say it. Oh, no, you don't. Oh, I'm not going to fall for that. No, really. And you're hearing this and you think, when did this happen? I didn't even want to use it, but I'm saying all of a sudden the rules changed. I have this hat, but I got this hat and we'll show you this. This is my favorite. I bought this Trump hat a while back. This is 2024. The rules have changed. This is the thing I want to tell you. Let me get it right here. Here we go. The rules have changed. What was okay before is not okay now. What was accepted before, but what was verboten is now okay. And it's not just here in this country. It's all over the world. Look at Georgia Maloney. Look at Milei in Argentina. Look at this. Look at the woman from, she has a name, Claudia Sheinbaum from Mexico. I can never remember her name. She basically said, we're going to tariff your ass. Oh, no, 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 no. Greenland and Denmark, Canada, Trudeau. I mean, it's everywhere. The rules have changed.
Our rules, though, Lionel, are in YouTube's community guidelines. Are you implying that YouTube's community guidelines are going to soften when it comes to the way what we can talk about?
I think they will comport with the growing sensibility and the accepted rules of community. They will embrace honest, legitimate, straightforward, and honest debate, discussion, and the like. Yes, absolutely. And I'll go one step further. Do you know what I think? I think YouTube and Google couldn't give a diddly damn what Sean Atwood thinks about anything. They want to make money. And the last thing they love to do is say, you know, if you got through this, all of a sudden, if all of a sudden they say, wow, what if there was no thing called, I just want to turn that little yellow, turn that off. So it's just green. And all of a sudden you go, oh my God. Go 1 week, let everybody say whatever they want. They triple their revenue. And guess what? The sun doesn't fly out into the earth. Nobody dies. It's like, that was pretty good. Yeah, it's called try it. That's what they want to do. I don't think anybody's... Remember something about Silicon Valley, where this started from. These guys were all like hippie types. They wanted to... Remember, it was a Google, do no harm. Well, the government got a hold of them, if not use them as a proxy with InQtel and all these other investments. And they said, oh, you're going to do what I want to. Do you think Mark Zuckerberg gives a damn? He's basically telling, did you see him on Joe Rogan? And then they call me up and they were yelling at me. They were yelling at me. He said, Schmuck, you're at the third. I know. And I didn't want to. I didn't want to do that. They yelled at me about that. I said, okay. Well, why'd you give $500 million a buy? I know. I'm sorry. He doesn't want to do this. Do you think Jeff Bezos, and his the longest engagement in recorded history, do you think he cares about what Sean Atwood thinks about?
Well, let me tell you a story then. So I've got a cop, ex-cop coming on Wednesday, Maggie Oliver. We had her on 5 years ago talking about grooming gangs. She broke the story in one of these towns. YouTube gave us a strike. We had to take it down. Now, she's coming back on Wednesday on a live stream. This video has not even been recorded yet. And they've already given it a yellow light. I have never in the history of my channel had a video that was not recorded yet get a yellow light.
So you just have the coming up.
Yeah.
Well, what you should do too is, just for the hell of it, put up all these fake ones. Coming up. Hitler, why he makes sense? Why Hitler and never have it. So how do you? Wait, let's say you go through the appeal process. Take it down. Take what down? The thing. And then put it up. Take down the name. Well, from what? What was it? Did you read the computer? Is it the name? Have you ever done a title? Where all of a sudden you change the name and you say, okay, make it this. I'll put an asterisk. Hitler is an N. And you effing NF. Put an asterisk. It's okay. It's like, they don't know what this is? Okay.
So I've deleted it and made a more cryptic title and taken all the text off the thumbnail. And it's back. It's green now. The new stream is green.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. But see, that's an algorithm. I mean, have you ever took what one time there was a picture I had? It was a picture of David or something. You know, Michelangelo David, and it was a nudity thing. I said, it's from the 14th century. It's God, you know, God and Adam. You know, the famous Sistine Chapel? He said it was nudity. I said, it's Michelangelo. It's, no, it's, you're supposed to put it. I said, are you kidding me? That's like putting the Venus de Milo. You're mocking the handicap. No, I'm not. What are you? Anyway, you know what?
We interviewed somebody, and there was a work of art behind him that had a nude, and we uploaded it, and it was demonetized and everything, and then we blurred it out and re-uploaded it, and it was back. So the AI is watching everything. It's watching everything.
No, but it's an algorithm. It's an algorithm, and it doesn't know what it's doing. But deep down inside, I promise you, there's nobody at YouTube who says, "Oh, come on, did you really do that?" Yes, I'll bet you. If they said, "You really did, you didn't put it up," that's like being sued. You have the Sean Atwood story coming up, and you're given an X rating. Well, we don't have ratings anymore, but we have PG one. It's not up yet. It's a sign for a movie. Well, I think we're gonna get away with that. That's this notion. Look, let me tell you what else we had. Years ago, there was this same thing, and we're gonna get into this issue of how AI. I've been telling people AI, screaming about AI. Oh, you wouldn't believe how I'm talking about drones 10, 12 years ago. And they said, "What do you?" I said, "Drones are going to change everything. Drones are the reason why Trump had his inauguration inside because of drone attacks, not anything else." You think the cold? In 1967, we have the Ice Bowl, Lambeau Field, Green Bay Packers against whatever it was. This is the most famous thing. It was so cold. People were like dying, you know. But we said we loved it. Trump doesn't care about that. Trump doesn't care about this. It was about drone attacks. But you can secure the air. But I opened up the trunk of my car and that's why we had these attacks in New Jersey. Remember that? We talked about that. You laughed like hell. You thought it was funny. These were beta testing. You see, one thing you do, always habituate and condition people to what you're going to do. Don't hide it. Do it. Condition them. Do it. And then work out the kinks. Have them go, "Oh, the drone attack again. Hey, we found some drones." And I know. No, seriously. They're in Washington. I know, like the New Jersey thing. No, not like the New Jersey thing. It's different. So you habituate them. You condition them. Now, going back to what you said, in AI, there are these dolls, and I've been talking about this, that are going to be so realistic, you're going to buy them, specifically going to be sold for doing terrible things to a doll. Is that against the law? It can't be, because that's a thought crime. It's a doll. It's not real. So they're going to do that one next. They're going to have, they already have them in Japan, AI brothels. What's that? Other people are going to say, you know, if people had maybe an outlet for this, maybe there wouldn't be grooming necessarily. You got a doll. Mm-hmm. And there are people. And they're going to also work with kids on the spectrum and autistic kids. And dolls and bots are going to be their friends until, like, that one case where they tell their kid, "Kill your parents." AI is going to change everything. AI is going to change like you cannot believe. And then they're going to ask you one day, "What if I can do a condition?" I don't need Sean Atwood. I can put out 20, 30. Give me your voice. Let me just do a parody of you. And I say, "This is not Sean Atwood, but this guy is even better. Dirty, filthy. I've got 20 channels." And you say, "Hey, that's me." "No, it's not you. I put a sign up. This is not Sean Atwood. That's me. Paul McCartney. This is not Paul McCartney." We just had a case with Randy Travis, not recently, but Randy Travis, who had a terrible stroke, as opposed to a good stroke, but he had a bad stroke where he's unable to speak. They created a new song. His new song. And he's clapping. I'm thinking, "Schmuck, this is you. I hope, who is it you?" Do you know what this is going to do to intellectual property? And let me go back to one thing that you said about grooming. And my wife finds this out too. She does this all the time. She's trying to inform people. What are you doing? You're not getting your kicks out of this. You're trying to help kids, prevent them from doing this, from being ensnared in these sick pederasts and perverts and paraphiles. Pretty good for alliteration there. And you're trying to help the world. And you're getting struck? What? I don't understand this. I took one time, talking about the guy who, in the prison, I took a CBS CBS thing on it using Michael Biden, the forensic pathologist, and I commented on it as a lawyer, whatever. I use their approved thing, yellow, not monetized. I said, how can it not be? I'm talking about something that was monetized. Yeah, but you, it's like you were thinking it, weren't you? You were it. So anyway, I think that's going to go the way of, because nobody is going to be screaming at YouTube or Google to be doing this anymore. And when you saw the head of the president, the head of Google sitting behind Trump, hello, nobody's going to be screaming. He wants to make money. Just one day. Can you imagine that? If that turn that yellow green, that'll be the new alphabet. Turn that, just one day, just turn that off. And all of a sudden, holy, now will things become more filthy? No, nothing will happen. So I think that's going to be the most important thing in the world. Have you ever done anything gratuitously filthy or racist or sexy or perverse? That's not your style. You don't want to do that. The subject matter sometimes is really, you know, it's important and it's critical. I hope that's coming to an end. And I hope that we expose these globalist bastards.
I hope so too. And I'm yeah, because I've lost my channel twice over that crap. Strikes on things. So, yeah. All right. You've got loads of questions coming in. Have you seen The Simpsons predictions for 2025?
Herding cats. Unbelievable. Okay. Don't tell me that's coincidental. Remember, if you look at Close Encounters and what Spielberg predicted, what he's done too, that's a big one. Oh, the predictions are incredible. Absolutely. Mind-boggling. The 9/11 predictions, it's incredible.
What are they then?
They've talked about everything. Well, 9/11 was the one they actually predicted. Just, well, go through them. Now you're asking me to predict them in particular. I've seen them, and I thought to myself, this is so good. Somebody's obviously twisting this. Just go to X, which is the greatest thing in the world, by the way. Go to X, put it in Prediction Simpsons, and see for yourself.
What are your thoughts on the Mel Gibson thing from Sarah?
What's the Mel Gibson thing? About with Joe Rogan, or?
Is Trump give him a position?
No, he did this thing where he asked him to be ambassadors to Hollywood or whatever. By the way, Mel Gibson is really, have you seen the way his affect, you know, and I don't know, you know, and the Pope and, you know, Mel Gibson, understand something. Mel Gibson is an Orthodox Catholic. He and his father, Hutton Gibson, these guys are hardcore. Remember when he did The Passion of the Christ, or as we call it, Good Friday the 13th. That was a snuff film. Mel Gibson is into torture. Look at all the movies. Remember when he was electrocuted? When he was one of the, remember the guy, they electrocuted him when he was up? There was a movie where, the one where he was with Chris Christopherson, and they were torturing his feet. He's into torture. Braveheart, The Drawing and Quartering, he loves that stuff. This is a sick puppy. But his thing was, he is the old Catholic. See, I'm a retired Catholic. This I know. The old-fashioned Catholics want you to understand he died for you. Screw the resurrection. We don't care about that. He died for you. You go into a Catholic church, Stations of the Cross. Catholic church, the crucifix. Jesus on the cross. Go to a Protestant church, cross is empty. Resurrection. Their focus is on resurrection, not the Catholics. If you look at the Passion of the Christ, the resurrection was like 20 seconds. It was nothing. It was 2 hours of flailing and blood. So this is Mel Gibson, which is terrific. Well, watch his affect. It's really interesting. He's really, I don't know if it's a medication, if he's tweaking, or what the hell is the matter with him. And by the way, Joe Rogan is still a genius. He has people on for 3 hours, and Joe, much like yourself, lets them talk, and all Joe says, damn, yeah, wow, brilliant. 2 million views, $8 million, doesn't do anything. Not that you do this. Not that I do all the heavy lifting, mind you. But
Janie wants to know, Lionel, do you feel like this is a major milestone for America? I feel like we were never the same since 2001. I was in second grade, but I can still remember seeing the smoke and all my teachers crying.
Absolutely. That was one of the ones. That was my red pill moment. And remember, who was it? Lynch, recently, the guy who, the director who died, he was talking about Dylan Avery in Loose Change. John Hurt, the actor, he was a, quote, truther. A lot of folks, all of a sudden, this is coming out. All of a sudden, people, this thing is, it's like somebody lifted a lid. It's okay. Come on out. So 9/11 was, that was when I was born again. That was my red pill moment. That changed me forever. And by the way, this is also going to be the era and the epoch of Alex Jones. Alex Jones has lost weight. He's coming back. Alex Jones did more for our genre than anybody.
Do you see him right there on my shelf?
Oh, yes. There he is. Doesn't he look great now? He looks terrific. He's, I don't know if it's a zombie or whatever he's doing, but he looks terrific. He's not drinking. He seems to be clear. He is, when he first started, he was one of the most, and still is, and I was on his show a bunch of times. And then he got a little off the reservation, but I think he's back. And he is going to, let me tell you something. The people who are responsible for Trump are people like Alex Bannon, Candace Owens, not everybody, Charlie Kirk, a lot of folks who came forward who are not on Fox. This is the year that Fox News collapses. This legacy media, it is a joke. It is pabulum. It is low-hanging fruit. It is Dick and Jane. It's cartoon. It's nothing. It's anodyne. It's crap. The real people, the real ones who brought him to the, and Trump knows this, or the people on TikTok, or the folks who came forward. And whether you like them or not, it doesn't really matter. But for them to be a Bannon or others, people who are hardcore and loud and profane, that's the new, this is the new platform. And you, my friend, are the Helen Keller of this institution. And I mean that sincerely.
Thank you. So Fox News is 43.39% owned by the Murdoch Family Trust. 17.73% Vanguard, 12.5% BlackRock, and 4.8% by Dodge and Cox. And going back to what you said earlier, the 9/11 insider trading was my red pill moment. Well, let's go over to Arlene. Trump spoke about taking over Canada by saying the U.S. border will be growing. Do you think the king will get involved, King Charles, because we are still part of the Commonwealth?
No. He right now they have their own problems. The king, by the way, king's looking pretty doggone good, and God bless him. Chuck's looking terrific. I don't know about Kate. I wish her the best. I'm not feeling that good, but Chuck is doing terrific. That is going to be, just as an aside, I cannot wait to see what happens to Meghan and Harry. Wait till they kick her to the curb. She has tried everything. Somebody's going to, maybe after they find Harry's balls and reattach them, maybe have a transplant, he's going to come back, turn his back on her, and Wills is going to be like Vlad the Impaler. You watch this. Wills is going to, the royal family needs a really, seriously, they need somebody hardcore. Chuck doesn't have it. Wills does. He is cold-blooded, and it's about time.
Next one is Odin Katz. Can Lionel speak on Trump's position on the January 6th, please?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They all deserve to be completely pardoned. If you want to do this pardon thing like Biden did, they didn't do anything. They didn't do anything. They didn't commit sedition. They didn't commit insurrection. They didn't do anything. It was a protest. It was the most ridiculous thing around. And by the way, I am monetized on YouTube, and that's Lionel Nation. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you was.
I don't know about after today, but I am. Last time I checked, yeah.
Lionel, have you heard of a person doing evil deeds and the case got dismissed because they were found to be possessed by a demon?
not by a demon, but if they were found not guilty by reason of insanity. Absolutely. But the question is, you have to not know the difference between good and right or wrong. Not good or evil. Right or wrong. That's the only thing. And if it's because of demon possession, so be it.
So I was in second grade, Towers Attack, could see the smoke. Do you believe that marked the takeover of the USA, and do you hope in a free nation?
No, I believe, put it this way, I do not know anybody knows for sure, up to and including Bush and Cheney. I don't think anybody knows. I think plausible deniability. I don't think they were surprised. But all I know is there is a handful of people, Sean, as you know, who run the world, and they will do everything and anything sometimes to get their point across. They're evil. They are diabolical. Look at NATO. Look what's happening with Russia. Look at our own Victoria Nuland. Look at Zbigniew Brzezinski. Look at these people. Look what NATO does. They're like playing chess. Globalists, these people, to them it's, I could see somebody saying, let's try something. Do you know that on the day of 9/11, there was, don't quote me, like 20 or 30 or so actual war games, drills going on that day dealing with hijacked airplanes? Isn't that interesting? And right afterwards, guess what? We involve ourselves right in Iraq and Afghanistan. Afghanistan, which happens to be, by the way, the Saudi Arabia of lithium, interestingly enough. And also, as a great Gerald Celente says, what would have been the chances of our invading Iraq if their main export was broccoli? So everything fits into place. And as a friend of mine said, do you think, let's assume when those planes hit that the buildings did not fall. Let's assume the fire was put out. Would we be in Iraq? Because remember, in 93 or whatever, the World Trade Center, there was a bomb at the basement, but it didn't go down. Assuming that didn't happen. And one of these days, we're going to find out about Building 7. This is the building at 5:40 p.m. Nobody knows about this. 5:40 p.m., hit by nothing. It fell at free fall speed. You can time it. Now, you don't have to be an architectural engineer or any kind of a physicist to understand that if something falls with no resistance, there were 110 floors. Let's assume at the 80th floor it started and you somehow picked up. Why there's going to be momentum, I have no idea. Because the load bearing, it's the same weight. It's not going to just all of a sudden, if you knock out a floor, it'll fall like this because it can handle the weight. But all of a sudden, let's say it did this. That's 80 seconds. See, a second, it doesn't make any sense. But Building 7, hit by nothing, carpet fire and drapes. What about that great BBC episode? You saw this one. The woman who says, and the Solomon Brothers building behind me has fallen. And there's this oops, there's this arrow. How about the fact that we have in Flight 93 in Shanksville, there's no plane there. Little things like that. How about the Pentagon? How about the Pentagon was hit by a plane that basically was doing a 330-degree arc, dropped 13,000 feet, flew 6 feet off the ground, and left a hole about 10 feet in diameter. I mean,
So how's following on what you said about NATO, how's Trump going to deal with NATO, Zelensky, Netanyahu, etc. from here?
Netanyahu, I think he's going to say, Bibi, I've had enough of you. You're a pain in the ass, and I'm not going to embarrass you on purpose, but we're done. That's why TikTok came back like that. He said, this is ridiculous. We don't have enough money to keep going your way. And what also is, the world, I don't know where you are, or I know where you are, but all you have to do is watch the great Judge Napolitano, Mearsheimer, Jeffrey Sachs, Scott Ritter, I'll go down the list. And the world, international, the ICC, ICJ, they're screaming genocide and ethnic cleansing and apartheid. But here, nothing. Nothing. I mean, do I have to tell you something if I said to you, hey, listen, Atwood, you got a problem here? What is it? Yeah, I've got this Israel, huh? and we kind of really don't want to deal with the Palestinians. Okay, here's what we do. October the 7th, they're going to be planning this for 2 years. You have Mossad, the greatest, the most incredible intelligence organization. You're going to miss this one. You're going to be caught off guard, even though they've been planning this forever. You've got spooks everywhere. You know everybody's phone number, but this you're going to miss. So they're going to come in with a bulldozer and hang glide. Okay, fine. You're going to be asleep at the switch. And then for the next year, you're going to destroy it because Hamas is underground. So what you do is you take out this hospital, this school, this apartment building, this function. You just destroy this. Why? Because they're underground. And you keep saying this. And you say, and we're not going to stop until we stop Hamas. Goes, but there's nothing there. We're not going to stop. Americans, because they're basically, many of them are saying whatever you want. And I'm sorry, how people suggest there is no Israel lobby, it's like saying there's no gun lobby or there's no climate lobby. What's the matter with you? Look, I'm a realist. I don't mean anybody harm, but I can tell BS like the next person. But Americans don't know anything about this. We only live here. We don't know anything about. I think our illegal alien problem, what Europe's going through, is an abomination. Did you see that the piece on X that came recently? Or I'm finally being able to say X. I used to call it Twitter. Now it's X. At some gym, well, all these Europeans. I don't know what your thoughts are on Tommy Robinson, but is he making this up? Is this a joke? Is this a, I know that could be a touchy subject, but is this some kind of a joke? Do you think there aren't groups of people, hordes and passels of horrible people doing terrible things en masse? What do you think?
That's what Maggie Oliver, the ex-cop who's coming on Wednesday, who got the yellow light, that's what she's talking about. Is all this stuff. She's been talking about it for years. She's a wonderful person. She got run out of the police and discriminated against, and they tried to make her life hell.
Because it was true.
Because she was supporting these kids who these heinous things had happened to at the hands of these gangs.
She's a cop.
Yeah.
Try going to, whether it's Pakistan or wherever it is, try going to their country and you do that. Try that one. Good luck. I don't understand how we're supposed to pretend that everything is groovy now. I don't understand this. My wife has done it at Lynn's Warriors on YouTube. I'm so sick of this. What is happening? I thought kids were just off limits. You just don't touch kids. Do whatever you want. Kids are a different story. Apparently, no. This is the biggest. I don't want to use the T word, but transportation, whatever your Atwood code word is.
That's good.
But this is the biggest, that and extortion. You mentioned this client list. Tracy, get it through your head, honey, or sir, whatever. No, Tracy. It's not the client list. It's the videos, the evidence. I don't care about the list. A lot of people went to these places to see the E-man, who had nothing to do with it. He had guests. There were people all the time. He entertained. There were people, kids, a bit. The list mean nothing. It's the evidence. Do you think the name would be? You know, Elon is absolutely out of control. Do you notice how quick Vivek Ramaswamy got booted from the Doge thing? Vivek Ramaswamy was his co-head of Department of Government Efficiency, Doge. Vivek Ramaswamy. I said, look at your clock. It'll be out by midnight. Well, it took a little bit longer. He's done. Elon is having the time of his life. Elon is, oh my God, fretted up. Stephen Greer as the ambassador to SpaceX. Dear God, no. Dear God, have you heard Greer? Are you familiar with him?
Oh, yes.
Oh, he's done more to me. He sounds like a lunatic. I'm not saying he is, but when you sit there and say, I have information from sources that there is going to be the greatest revolt, and that people's lives have been, and they come in peace. Like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Why does everybody think that people from outer space are nice people? What, first of all, do you know what we do to anything that we capture as humans? What do? We eat them, corral them, castrate them, breed them, put them in pens. Why do probe people them. Think they're... What?
Probe them.
Oh, yeah. Anal probes are a big thing. You always hear this story, some guy who says, I was outside my house, and it was about 10:45. I was outside feeding my dog, and I saw this light there and that thing. And next thing you know, I said, what the hell's going on? And I was paralyzed. And next thing you know, they bent me over, and this son of a bitch comes out there, looks like a big old head, and these spindly hands. And I said, what's that? And he had like a long tube. I said, hang on now. You're not going to do that what I think you are. Swear to God, next thing you know, came right out my nose. He was digging around. I said, what the hell do you want? They have a real fixation over our anuses. I don't know why. They don't want to talk to me. They don't want to mess with my mind, my heart, you know, see how fast I can run. But when it comes to that fanny, man, they just, God almighty. Look at this. I just spat my drink everywhere. Casey Melville. See, I think I would have a good, there's something that is so, you realize that voice growing up, there's so many people I know who speak just like this. And it's universally hysterical because it comes across as retarded, which I mean, for whatever the word is, it really does. But I've always wondered, I don't know what there, if there are things out there, and I don't know about, but I do know that if I have never ever pulled my car over in the middle of a road trip, gotten out, saw an anthill, and got down on my hands and knees to discuss nuclear fusion with it. So I just don't know why anybody wants to talk to us. Do I do stand up? Absolutely. February 22nd at the Cutting Room in New York City. I don't even do stand up. I come on, I just tell people what happens. I tell people what happens, the truth, and it's funny. What language is this? How much is humans? How much is sentient? Evil AI, only half joking. What the hell does that mean?
If you've got any questions, folks.
How much is humans?
We've got 15 minutes left with Lionel.
How much is humans? How much is sentient? Evil AI. You know, I think one of these stories, I got to tell you this. The funniest story to me, I was reading something the other day, and please, speaking of, I was reading one day something about this, and this is, look, just bear with me. Have you heard about fecal transplantation? Now, hang on a second.
Yes.
Okay. There are people who have C. diff, and these their gut biomes and biota. People are dying. When you talk about diarrhea, we're not talking about, excuse me, no, I'm going to run to the loo. No, we're talking about, and you need fluids and you're going to die. So somebody said years ago, I have an idea. Why don't we take somebody who has real stable E. coli in their feces? Let's take that, kind of blend it, and introduce it via like a colonoscopy into somebody who has this. Okay. And it's a hell of an idea. So anyway, so I'm sure they said, excuse me, what? Let's take somebody who's got some good E. coli, grind it up, shove it up there. All right. Now, lo and behold, it saved lives. And it makes perfect sense. That is what Trump is. He's fecal transplantation. You take him, you put him in this imbalance, you let him just kind of work his magic like fecal stem cells, pluripotent things are changing. And the next thing you know, you're getting your green light back. We're talking about things. Starmer's getting worried. Trudeau leaves. It's like, what's happening? We live in the gut. We live in a world of E. coli. We live in a world of fecal mess. Everything's messed up. Trump comes in, and the next thing you know, it's like, hey, we're regular again. We're not cramping and running to the loo.
So, what's your thoughts on the drilling President Trump wants to do with our oil fecal transplant?
Yeah. You laugh about this, but you're going to be talking about this. You're going to say, hello, yes, Jeeves. You know, have you ever heard about fecal transplantation? Yes, Mr. Starmer. Yes. Question from me. Yes. Fecal transplantation. That is going to be our code word. Drilling, drill, 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 drill. Do I make myself clear? Lionel is definitely one of my six dinner guests. If I could have anyone, I have nursed people with C. diff. So, oh, it's hard. No. See, people laugh about that. People, they, oh, no, C. diff, it's no.
Do you remember the sentient bot rumor? Winter 2022, people lost their heads then. What's your thoughts?
I don't know about that. By the way, Welsh gold. That sounds like a kind of a cannabis. Doesn't it sound like something you can buy at an apothecary? I don't know. By the way, I did this one time. I was on a show, and during the course, I said, excuse me, I'm sorry. I said, I'm just, the lights. No, he goes, no, that's quite all right. No, I'm sorry. I really shouldn't do this. I've had a problem. And I went through this whole thing. I said, you know, the nervousness. Oh, my God, it froze. Do I miss the courtroom? No, but it misses me.
You haven't given us a Diddy update in a couple of weeks.
You know, I've heard he's very upset because he's not getting his hair coloring. He's turning gray. I've heard so much stuff about that I don't even know what. It sounds plausible, but I think Jay-Z is just like, we just kind of went away with that one. You know, kind of went away. We'll see. I think we've kind of forgotten about Diddy. We forgot about this guy named Luigi Mangione. We forgot about him. Samuel Bankman Fried. Remember him? He's looking at 230,000 years. We have the attention span of a gnat. Nobody remembers these things.
Apparently, Luigi's outshining Diddy in the popularity stakes now.
So they say. I just want to just go to trial with Diddy. Okay, call your first witness. And this would be my cross-examination. When? Who are you? What? I did what? What year was this? 20 years ago. Who was president? What? When did I do this? I did what? How do you cross it? By the way, how do you cross-examine somebody who's 20 years ago? I was at a party. Sean Atwood was there. He took cream cheese and Bing cherries, made a paste out of it with brine shrimp, and made me squat over a goldfish bowl. He did. When? 20 years ago. Do you have pictures of this? No. Who was I with? How do you defend yourself? Seriously, that's my case.
Diddy's team reached out to you for advice, Lionel?
No. I would just love to say things. Sometimes there's a technique where you say the truth, but in a way that sounds ridiculous. Like, okay, let me get this straight. This is the richest man in the world, right? So he's going to have a party with cameras, and he's going to decide to have a freak off in front of complete strangers so that you can use it later on and blackmail him. Yeah, okay. Bill Clinton could have done that too if he just said, yeah, so I'm the president of the United States. I could have any woman I wanted. But instead, I want to go after her with playing hide the panatella. Yeah, right. Now, he just admitted it. But you say it in a way that's so sarcastic, nobody would believe it. It's like, you know, you got a point there. It's ridiculous. The whole story. What did I do? Who were these people? Why did it take you this long? It must not have been a big deal if you're waiting 20 years.
I think you'll have some fun with this next one from Kimberly Colton. I'm going to stop watching Atwood when Lionel's on. People usually stop with fart jokes at about age 8.
Oh, no. I've taken them to absolute new heights. Oh, no, no. I've done this in elevators. My wife will say, do not do this. Kids love them. Dogs even recognize them. Have you ever gone to the dentist and they put that thing on you, that sheet, and you can sit there, and all of a sudden the person, I said, well, you've got, it's the funniest. See, nobody wants to admit it's funny because I think it's the first sound you make. Well, look at Ziggy. What's the first thing he did where he gets his, guy can't even speak, goes, Ziggy, what? Control his, I've done something. I've made something. They're going crazy. Seriously. Think about that. You know, when you get to, think about when you're a kid, you know, just to go through the whole potty training. Come on, man. Do it for me. Do it for me. Do what? In the bowl. Please. That's all we want. I've got this grown man here. What do you want me to do? Go in there. That's it? Yeah. Okay. Yay! Think it's the first time you're on show business. Like, I've done something. Think about it. And my whole life is like, I keep doing it. And then when you get older, do you have this, I've always loved these kind of adult undergarment things. I was at the store the other day, just check out, and this poor guy standing there and he's taking his stuff out. He had like underwear shields. The guy's 80 years old. And I thought, has it turned to this? But we have this product here called Depends. Do you have that there? Maybe not. It's called Depends. I thought, what a stupid name. I have my brand called Works Every Damn Time. You could put it on, go to Wembley, watch the entire game. Just sit there. Don't even get up. Works every damn time. Airtight, solid, let her rip. Works every damn time. What is this one called? Depends. Bad name.
Right, we've got for everything. Lionel, you've answered all of the questions. Is there anything you'd like to say in conclusion to the viewers?
Yes. Yes. God bless Donald Trump. Remember, fecal transplantation. He is going to change things. You are going to watch him do things. And the best point about him, his genius, is he doesn't care about how it's done. He just wants it done. He was on for 4 years. He really didn't know what he was doing. He was off for 4 years. He basically won because he was stripped. They stole the second election. So he's won three different elections. He just got 4 years of ready to go. And the world had 4 years of this incredible nonsense. He's back with a vengeance. He has a coterie, a coalition of people who would have never looked at him 4 years ago. It's a different world. God bless him. It's for him. So, and God bless you, Sean Atwood and Ziggy. And to all of your fine listeners, may your lights always be green. May you never ever. I can see this today. Yes, at the Olympics, Sean Atwood was disqualified before he ran. We knew what he was going to do.
Thank you, my friend. I'll close the show. Let you go. It's always a great pleasure. Hope to see you soon.
Thank you, my brother. Real. All the best.
Take care. Cheers. Wow, we needed that, didn't we? There's so much madness in the world right now. Conflict, insanity. We needed a dose of Lionel in our lives. So Lionel's links are in the description box below the video. Let me tell all y'all what's coming up. We've got Ryan Dawson coming on tomorrow afternoon. Noon, actually, UK time. Maybe a bit early for some of the Americans. He's going to be talking about some of the same subjects Lionel just talked about. Trump inauguration, TikTok, and some elite PDFs. We've got Beverly back with the cryptids. Ron's back doing his daily live shows every day this week, looks like. We might have Kirby Summers on Diddy in the evening tomorrow after the cryptids. And then we've got the big Maggie Oliver grooming gang night on Wednesday. And we've got, let's see, Friendly Fire on Friday. And we've got several live stream podcast guests. We're still speaking to the woman who was locked. I'm about to speak to the woman who was locked in the cage by Danny Masterson for over a week. We're trying to get her on as well. So we're going to do our best to keep you as entertained as we can every night. Perhaps not as entertained as Lionel's skill set has enabled us to be this evening, but We will endeavor to do our best under the circumstances. Thank you for tuning in. Much love wherever you are in the world. We'll see some of you tomorrow.